Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And we're glad to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is October 4th, 2016. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 657. And on today's show, we're going to meet a seller who keeps it all in the family. We're also going to get holiday shipping tips from someone who knows and learn how one seller is saving children's lives. We'll prepare to list more for the holidays and discover the benefits of being a thrift shopped volunteer. We'll also take your call. But first, here's the eBay Radio news brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source.
A phone, a tiger, and a hub all feature in today's eBay Radio news for October 4th, 2016. I'm Lee. Well, Hurricane Matthew has touched down on Haiti and Jamaica and may touch down in Florida. It's looking that way. A state of emergency has been called for the entire state, as well as states up the East Coast. You must be patient if you're involved in a transaction with someone from these areas. And even if the hurricane itself, like the eye, does not touch down, it's going to be stormy. Like crazy.
Right.
eBay has ended its official Windows Phone app and asks users to use the company's mobile website instead. But don't worry, you can still shop on eBay by visiting eBay.com from your Windows browser.
So Windows Phone is going away, I guess.
Yes. That's not to be confused with Droid or iOS. This applies to Windows phones only.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of our listeners have Windows phones.
Let's check it out. Windows Phone.
Really? Yep.
Really? No, I guess.
Is anybody using Windows Phone? Give us a call during our open phone segment.
They're still selling them.
Oh, are
There's the Microsoft Lumia, which is a Windows phone. I played with one once. They're not bad. I actually liked it.
Well, if you have one, don't worry. You can go to eBay.com and get to eBay.
Right.
On,
just
on
go
your
in
browser.
The browser, yeah.
Exactly.
But no longer the Windows app.
Well, Shauna Champion, writing in eBay for Business blog, offers up the last of her series, How to Master eBay Seller Hub, Part 3, covers the performance and growth tabs and how important they are to growing your business on eBay.
Groovy.
You can You can find out more by visiting ebayforbusinessblog.com. Well, Griff, when you were an antiques dealer, did you ever run into, like, tiger rugs?
You mean tiger pattern?
No, tiger rugs that you put, like, in front of your fireplace, and it's a real tiger.
Oh, years ago, yeah.
You know what I mean? I
that stuff gave me the creeps. I never bought it.
Well, a woman tried to sell two of them, made from endangered tigers. Both subspecies of tigers are now extinct due to loss of habitat and hunting by poachers. So the skins were carbon dated back to the 1970s, but tiger skins are only legal if they were hunted prior to 1947.
Well, there you go.
She was sentenced to 6 months imprisonment, suspended.
What?
Suspended.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is an eBay seller?
Yeah, in the UK. She was also sentenced to 180 hours of unpaid work and given a fine. So what do you do if you have an endangered species fashion item or a rug? I have some tips, Griff.
All right. What are your tips?
First of all, donate the item to a museum that has a natural history or fashion costume collection.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Call the museum, write down some background as to when the skin was acquired and how it was used. You can also contact your local wildlife people or zoos to see if they want it as an educational tool.
Yeah.
And if you believe it's post-1947, don't try to sell it. You know, contact your local wildlife people or, you know, a museum for information on how to pass it on.
Yikes.
Or you too could be in big doo-doo. That's eBay Radio News for October 4th, 2016, brought to you by Bulk, the new way to source liquidation goods. I'm Lee Maribault, now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. I think 6 months is a little harsh.
Yeah, but it was, she didn't have to serve it.
No.
She was sentenced, she was sentenced to 6 months imprisonment, suspended.
Oh, suspended, all right.
She was also sentenced to 180 hours of unpaid work, which we call what? Community service,
right.
And given a fine. And the fine was 685 pounds, which isn't a lot of money.
Still.
Yeah. So what do you do if you have an endangered species? Remember what we said. Don't sell it anywhere.
Or you can try to extract the DNA from one of the, you know, cells or fibers and see if you can recreate the species a la Jurassic Park.
Sure, in your kitchen.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Exactly.
Someday we'll be recreating species. We'll be bringing them back in our kitchens. Honey, what's for dinner? Oh, I thought we'd have some roast beef and a T-Rex.
Someday they will.
Someday. Because, you know, everything is possible now.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, they find it in frozen places. They find old DNA. So,
you know, back in the 40s, Dick Tracy had a wristwatch that was like a phone with a screen on it that you could see people.
You know, that was my, I wanted to live long enough to be able to see that because I always believed someday we would have it. And, of course, we do.
Yeah.
It's here. It has been here for a while, the Dick Tracy watch.
What do I want to live long enough to see?
What do you think?
My hair grow back? No, that's not
no,
good.
No.
I don't know. I can't think of anything that I'm
I wanted also to, because I foresaw holographic news, and now you can do it. You can kind of get it up in the air kind of thing.
Yeah,
I wanted to live long enough to see that.
And you did.
I think I did, yeah.
So I never wanted to live long enough to see driverless cars.
Oh, I was just going to say, what about driverless cars? I don't think I want to be here.
Well, you know, so many people drive as if they're not driving their cars. So we kind of were already there.
One way or the other.
Have you ever noticed how many people... Like, so I'm driving to work today, and I'm just doing a quick glance audit, because I have to pay attention to the road. At my advanced age, I just don't have, you know, very much of an attention span. So I'm like hands on the wheel, looking forward, looking around, peripheral vision, don't talk to me.
Everyone is supposed to be doing that, by the way.
Well, I've become obsessed by it. But I'm shocked at how many people are casually zooming around at 60 miles an hour plus, looking at their phone.
I know. It's scary.
And in those cases, I guess what I'm hoping is I want to live long enough to get to my exit so I can get to work.
That's a good one. Well, my family's upset.
Well, not again.
Do you remember I was supposed to go to Jacksonville to see my babies for the first time?
And?
Hurricane Matthew, Friday. That's when I'm supposed to fly in.
A likely story.
So I called the airlines. I called the hotel. Hotel was very nice. They're giving me till 4 o'clock Friday to cancel.
Yeah.
Which I'll know a day before that anyway. And the hotel... that was the hotel. The airfare was non-refundable.
Oh, babe, you should have just gone. You're a strong woman. You can. So, no hurricane's going to take you down.
So I have to, you know, they'll let you use it within a year is what you have to do. They don't give you the money back.
Oh, you can reuse it. Yeah, that's not bad.
But we haven't been traveling, but we're going to have to get to Jacksonville to see those children. So I'm thinking next month, maybe.
Next month, yeah.
No, I can't fly in if there's no plane flying me in, Griff. See, if the planes don't land because of the storm or take off, I can't get on a plane, honey.
Really? Why,
really?
I didn't know that.
Really? So it's not just, you're strong, you can do it, Lee. No, no, no. Southwest has to accommodate.
Well, you know, just keep the barf bag handy.
And... sure. God, I hate flying anyway.
You do?
Yeah, so what?
Oh, I love flying. Oh. There's nothing more thrilling to me than looking around at a plane full of ridiculous homely strangers thinking, and these are the people I'm going to crash into the earth with.
I'm dying with these people.
They're
going to be the last things I see is that little kid hanging over the back of the seat.
Right, and kicking my chair.
Well, I'm disappointed, but
so hell is other people on a plane.
Yeah, it is. I know. So we're going to maybe, Kim Kardashian claims 5 masked men stormed into her hotel room, I think over in Paris, tied her up at gunpoint, threatened to kill her before she begged for her life, then stole more than $10 million in jewels before fleeing on bikes. She then somehow broke free of her bondage and called her husband Kanye West, possibly while he was on stage at a concert in Queens, prompting him to abruptly cancel the remainder of the show. But he returned to Manhattan. He didn't go to where she was, so I don't know. We'll be watching eBay carefully to see if any of the loot shows up on eBay. That's the tie-in to eBay, Griff.
That big ring, that honking huge ring.
Oh, man.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything she has is big.
Very big.
Her ring.
So a lot, something else that
personality.
And something else.
Her wardrobe.
Yeah.
Her bank account, her Q rating. Am I missing something? Am I forgetting something?
Entrepreneur.
Something.
Great entrepreneur. eBay store.
Else. There's something else she has.
Sells on eBay.
That's huge. It's huge.
Huge store on eBay.
What is it, though? It's not coming to mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty big.
Pretty big.
Hey, you know, polls. I'm sick and tired of them, polls. But, you know,
Well, they hold up tents.
When they go your guy's way, it's okay. When they go my guy's way,
yeah,
it's okay for me, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't really pay a lot of attention to them. But I went on eBay and I put in...
You did.
Election polls. If you type election polls...
On eBay.
On eBay.
Why would you do a thing
you
like
get
that?
A whole bunch of books on how the polls are done. And
oh, yes, yes,
what,
yes.
Fascinating books written by experts who claim they know how the polls work.
Really?
Yeah. The Voter's Guide to Election Polls. It's part of the American Politics series.
Hmm.
A Complete Guide to Winning at the Polls. Oh, this guy thinks that he knows how to win.
Anyone by Nate Silver, you know, he's that
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's got it down to like a data science.
You know, I did not see anything. I don't know if he, did he write a book?
Nate Silver, I don't know.
So we're going to put Nate Silver into the search. Oh no, I didn't get anything by him. No. Silver versus Diaz, it's a wrestling thing. Yeah, not there.
Yeah.
So learn all about the polls on eBay.
We're off and running in the races here. So this segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Up next, we're going to talk to an award-winning seller when we continue with eBay Radio.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's E-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember, BULQ.com, the easy way to source.
When it comes to online selling, the future is mobile. ShipStation is already there. ShipStation's industry-exclusive mobile app lets you manage, ship, track, and more, all from your Apple or Android smartphone or tablet. You get all the power of ShipStation. With this unique mobile app, you can see all of your orders, receive new order alerts, create and print branded shipping labels at discounted rates, even view and track shipments with multiple carriers. In short, you can manage and process just about every aspect of fulfillment. You can even get order alerts on your Apple Watch. No more rushing back to the office or being tied to a computer. Ship easy with ShipStation Mobile. For a 30-day free trial of ShipStation, go to ShipStation.com. Again, that's ShipStation.com. Get ship done anywhere, anytime.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce Hi5, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, Hi5 instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and Hi5 help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.